Chesney, number one this week. Phil Nee, hoping all your trails are happy. Thanks to Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance, our sponsor of Fresh from the Country on Fridays.
Until we meet again.
We put the wraps in our morning session and make way for some community conversation. A little cool down with the conversation coming up following a news update, which is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This morning, the Supreme Court is expected to release some decisions from this past season among the rulings that could be coming down, whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for anything he did while in office. The hot weather could break more weather records today. It's already messed up train service in the New York City area again. Along the Texas Gulf Coast, it's time to clean up floodwaters brought on by Tropical Storm Alberto. ABC's Jim Ryan says South Padre Island got hit by high winds and heavy rain.
The storm also spun off at least one tornado that damaged Bonnie Crager's home.
Some people will probably move out, but it's my home. I just want to stay here. We love the land here.
Don't look now, but forecasters say another tropical storm may affect the same area early next week.
The cybersecurity firm Kaspersky is denying it is a security threat. The Commerce Department banning use of its software in the U.S. The company is based in Moscow, and its CEO is Russian. This is ABC News. The death toll at the Hajj, the annual pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia, rising to over 1,000 people, temperatures soaring past 120 degrees. After the visit by Russia's president to North Korea, South Korea demanding some answers.
Mr. Ambassador,
Russia's ambassador to Seoul, Grigory Zinoviev, walking past reporters after being summoned to South Korea's foreign ministry to protest against Moscow's new treaty with Pyongyang. Seoul says it will consider sending arms to Ukraine after Russia and North Korea signed a pact to come to each other's defense in the event of war. The agreement marks the strongest connection between Moscow and Pyongyang since the end of the Cold War. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And an appeals court rejecting a plea by former Trump advisor Steve Bannon to stay out of prison while he fights his contempt conviction. Bannon is due to start serving 4 months on July 1st for defying a subpoena from Congress. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep fried or baked fish, all complete with potato and salad bar. Serving fish from 4 to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world, and after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. on Sundays. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Showers and thunderstorms today, a high in the low 80s. Humid with occasional rain and thunderstorms tonight, a low of 67. Saturday, muggy with intermittent showers and thunderstorms and a high of 79. Showers early Saturday night, a low of 61. And Sunday, clouds mixing with sun, less humid and a high of 80. There is a flash flood watch for Vernon, Crawford, and Richland counties until 2 o'clock Saturday and for Sauk County until 7 o'clock Saturday night.
Ready to upgrade your lawn care game? Hillsborough Equipment has unbeatable deals. Save $200 on the brand new John Deere S220 lawn tractors and a whopping $400 on the John Deere Z370R electric Z-Track zero-turn mowers. At Hillsborough Equipment, locally owned and operated, offering products that make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. With experience, fair prices, and friendly atmosphere, they are big enough to meet all your equipment needs, yet small enough to know you by name. Visit Hillsborough Equipment, Boston Equipment, and Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today and take advantage of these incredible savings.
The Family Thrift Shop has been blessed with an abundance of summer clothes.
The top to bottom to toe sale begins June 19th to the 22nd. All bottoms and swimwear 50% off. And June 26th to the 29th, all dresses, suit coats, and shoes 50% off. Come and shop with them and help support your local community. Donations are appreciated and accepted during business hours, Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 through 4. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center, 120 South Main Street. See you there.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows, custom made to order, with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Your car does more than take you from point A to point B. It helps you navigate through life with those you love by your side. We are here to provide the protection you need on that journey while helping you get a great value for your money. With auto insurance coverage from Julie Karen State Farm, you can count on competitive prices, efficient claim service, around-the-clock support, convenient access, financial strength and integrity, and personalized service from a company and agency you can trust. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Welcome to the morning show on WRCO Radio. Today we focus on the Richland School District. And to join us today, we have Carrie Stoltz, Director of Marketing and Communications, and Jody Pretsch, Food Service Director. A pleasure to have you both here today. Carrie, we'll start with you. Good morning. How are you doing? We've had you on the show today, but not in this capacity.
I guess it's a new role for me. I started about 2 weeks ago, so really excited. It's a great opportunity to be working for the district and just really hoping to hit the ground running and get going. And this is a great opportunity to be here with you today.
Emily Dolan kind of mapped it out that you know, when you took the job, that you got to do the radio. So we appreciate her recruiting you for us, too.
Woohoo!
You didn't realize it, but what attracted you to the job when you were kind of mulling it over?
Yeah, so I got an email from a girlfriend that said, I think you would be really great at this, and they're looking. And I hemmed and hawed about it, and I worked from home for a long time, so that's been a little switch to need to go into an office and have a wardrobe and not wear leggings every day. But it was just a really great opportunity to get more involved in the community. Mark and I moved here in 2012, and I've always worked from home for kind of a company based in California, and just haven't really had those deep roots go in. And after 10 years and the kids moving up to the high school, it was really seemed like the time to kind of go for it and get more involved and be working local. And it's really been a joy to get to do that.
It seems to me that it's a job where there's never a dull moment because there's such a variety of things that you work with and work on, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It really is amazing. I've had the luxury of coming in the summer. And so there's a little less chaos and noise than maybe there will be in the year. But it's been a really great kind of warming up time and getting to know people. And teachers are kind of in and out of the building. And the administration team has just been great and so welcoming. And getting to foster those relationships. I knew a lot of them kind of coming in just as a parent in the community. But just getting the opportunity to really kind of sink my teeth in and meet everyone and get to work more closely with just utterly amazing people. I cannot say enough great things. I think as a parent in the district or a community person, you just maybe don't realize like just all the good work that goes in and how much people care and how much they really are like just, you know, in our kids' corner all the time and really rooting for them and making things go in the way, just really smoothly. And it's just been a really, really awesome experience to meet and work with so many great people.
There are so many things that go on, you know, day in and day out in the Richland District, and you know, and victories and triumphs and things that maybe us in the public don't see. So I think that's part of the job, is to kind of help promote those things.
Oh, for sure. For sure. It's, you know, I think you have to be the cheerleader, right? You have to be the head cheerleader, but one of my goals is to make more cheerleaders, right? Have more people know and celebrate all the wonderful things that go on. I think the district administrators do a great job. The teachers do a great job. And one of the goals of this job is to make the community kind of realize, too, this great things are going on. And from, you know, athletics to, we'll talk about our kids who won state for food and FFA and just these really amazing things that are going on. And hopefully I can do a good job of telling the community and engaging the community and having them join us in the things that they can, from band concerts to parades or all the things that are going on, projects at the intermediate and the primary school. It's really is every day is something brand new and something exciting. And gosh, it's really a great job and a great, I'm so lucky to get to do that, to be part of it and to, hopefully communicate really well. I had the opportunity to go to some of the end of year stuff for the high school, especially I was in the room when they were pieing some teachers, and just, you can really see the love that's there between the staff and students. And I mean, love with a pie in the face is probably not what everyone would consider, but it really was great to see the interactions with students and staff. And I mean, it's so awesome. So awesome. And I'm so excited. My kids are going to be up there and be a part of it. And I know the intermediate school primary school had a field day, and there's just so many staff and student interactions. And it's just amazing to see these adults really playing an integral part in these kids' lives and enjoying, like genuinely enjoying the time that they're spending together.
I did not hear about the pie in the face deal. So is that something new, or you know, I should have been there to broadcast that.
Right. Yeah, there's a bunch of like events that went on for the last day of school at the high school, this is. And one of them was pieing some teachers. And so I think the student council had a role in that. And it was they set up a big tarp behind them, but it wasn't big enough. So I had to clean off some whipped cream from the walls of the gym, I think.
Jody, did you make those pies or not?
We did not.
No. Somebody.
The students made their own pies.
What a fun thing. You know, and Carrie, she touched on this a little bit, but what a nice victory at the end of the year for your students that went to state with their food. Tell us about that, Jody.
They were awesome. I got to go with them because Ashley couldn't make it that day, so I was privileged enough to be able to take the kids down, watch them during their competition, and we got to go in while they were getting judged and hear all the awesome comments from the judges. Most of the judges were 25 plus year chefs that had worked in the field, and they couldn't comment enough on how the students made their own dough and come up with the recipe. And this is the first time Richland Center had entered this competition, and to come away with the state champions was just awesome.
Can you tell us what the food product was that they served?
It was taco calzones with a melon salsa.
Mm.
So they made their own whole grain bread dough. They made their tacos, seasonings. They didn't make a mix. They come up with their own recipe for their seasoning. The salsa was cantaloupe, muskmelon, and onions and cilantro and stuff. And the judges, they were just wowed by it.
That's awesome. Did they go to you and the staff for some help or some things like, can we do this and can we not?
Well, I got an email on it, and I sent the email to Ashley and asked her if her class would be interested in doing this. And she jumped on it and ran with it with her class. And they did come and make 120 of them to serve on the lunch line to get the kids' feedback and stuff. And the feedback from the students was great.
So it went well. You didn't see anybody throwing it away too much. They gobbled it up, huh?
Nope.
Oh, that's great. So is it possible that you're going to have that on the menu this next school year?
We will put it on the menu next school year and make sure that it's known that this was the state-winning recipe from the kids last year.
The hardest thing will be coming up with something for next year. Now they've set the bar pretty high.
That's what I told them. Yep.
Oh, how
Staff
fun!
Staff is happy to tape taste test for them anytime.
Staff can, right. You know, Carrie, there were a lot of victories at the end of the year. Some other things that you want to talk about wrapping up the school year.
We were so lucky. Simone won at an FFA convention for extemporaneous public speaking, and so that was exciting. I got a note on that. So the FFA program is fantastic, and I didn't even know that much about it. There's goats actually at the high school, and they turned one of the sheds into a pen for the animals, and they've really done some great things there. It's an exciting program and one that I really didn't know that much about growing up in the city. But that it was really cool to see her win, you know, for maybe something you wouldn't necessarily put with FFA and do public speaking. And then just the end of the year, we had just great kid involvement with all of our end of the year events and days and that kind of stuff. The 7th and 8th grade had an assembly and presented a bunch of awards to their kids, and the gifted and talented program does a lot of stuff, the yearbook. It was so cool to see all these kids come up with and get their certificates and just get rewarded or a little recognition for the great work that they're doing.
So you wrapped up the school year, and then you take over, you know, in the office. And what are some things you're focusing on this summer, getting ready for the new year?
Yeah. So right now we're working on calendars. So trying to get the dates firmed up for all the events and figure out what they all are and engage with the band and choir and then like the dances and all that stuff on the printed calendar so we can have those ready for super registration. So that is coming up as well. And then like a district calendar, just like a quick view one that we can have ready for people as well. And then really working on our communications through the social media pages, getting here, being here with you and doing this, kind of getting the community involved a little bit more and knowing what's going on with us. And those are the big things I'm working on right now for the summer and just getting ready to welcome the kids back. So it'll be exciting to get kids in the building again. I mean, it's only been a couple weeks, but we miss them.
Yeah. So are you responsible for getting the word out on social media about different things and deadlines and whatnot?
Yep. Yes. So really we're using it to kind of communicate what's going on. And lately it's been a lot of like the things that happened kind of at the end of the year. There's just not enough time to highlight it all while we're still in class. But I know there's some posts coming up about different classes, some of the activities they did last year, and hopefully we'll do again this year. So if kids are looking to kind of maybe plan out their schedule or look at something, a class they might be interested in taking, that kind of thing, we're going to be highlighting those still later in the year. And then also reminders about picking up your food service stuff for the summer and getting ready, our kids ready that are coming in for kindergarten, especially like things that parents can do to kind of have them be a little more ready for that first day. It is about 10 weeks away, which is hard to believe.
And the list of what you need for each class, I'm guessing?
Those are coming out soon. The intermediate school I have just about ready to get up on the website, and primary and high school should be coming along shortly as well. So, yeah, if you're really a parent who's really on the ball looking to school shop early, I am not that parent.
Yeah. But look for some bargains, maybe.
Right, yeah, right. Exactly.
Gives you plenty of time. And speaking of summer, Jody, you want to talk a little bit about food service? And that program is underway. And how's it gone for the first week or so?
It is. It's going gangbusters. We are up to almost 750 people signed up this year.
My goodness.
So that's 750 people, a breakfast and a lunch for each day, plus juice for each day. So and each student gets a gallon of milk per week. So it's a lot of food going out the door.
That really is. So describe for me the process then the food is delivered and then you guys have to pack it. And that must take some time too.
We have to make the menus out. The menus have to be made out, sent to DPI. They have to make sure that we're still following the qualifications as during the school year. So then we have to order it all. Some of it comes prepackaged. That doesn't, we have to package. So we try to package the products on Monday and Tuesday. And then Wednesday and Thursday, we try to bag a dry bag and a freezer bag. And then Thursday from 11 to 4, we have pickup.
How much do you do locally as far as food? Or like you say, it all comes from that? Or do you guys generate anything locally that's in the food pack?
For the summer meals, it pretty much comes from our vendor, Cisco, and our Prairie Farms dairy. During the school year, we're trying to do more local farm-to-table stuff, and we want to do more next year.
Describe what a typical meal is for the summer that you give out then.
Well, yesterday's package had barbecue in a bun, baked beans, lots of fresh fruit. Usually every week they get a fresh apple, an orange, a banana, and possibly a pear, plus the little cups of fruit and applesauce cups and all their other main items. They get for breakfast cereals, breakfast bars, Pop-Tarts, pancake sausage wraps, mini cinnies. Yeah, just the list goes on and on.
The pancake sausage is a hit at my house for that's sure.
That's a thumbs up there.
Yep. Sure.
That sounds good to me, right?
I know. Wait, when do adults get on this soon next year?
Right. You know, it sounds like a good combination of, kids aren't going to find this like, oh, boring or stuff. I mean, there's something that everybody loves in there,
right,
it sounds like.
Right, yeah. We do macaroni and cheese and a lot of stuff that's easy for kids to heat up in the microwave. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to bug mom and dad. They can just go ahead and have their little snack or whatever.
Now, if somebody's listening and they've not signed up, is there still an opportunity to get in on this?
They can still sign up. They can call the high school or they can call direct to the kitchen, 608-647-6063. All we need is the name of the student, their age, a phone number that we can contact you, and if your student has any food allergies. We do gluten-free, vegetarians, milk allergies. We can take care of all that for them.
And what are the stipulations? You have to live within the Richland District then?
You have to be within the Richland School District 0 to 18. So if you have a student at home that's 18 now, they can still sign up.
So plenty of time for that, and it's each Thursday except, I suppose, the 4th of July again.
Yeah, the week of the 4th, we're going to have pickup on Tuesday, July 2nd, and that'll still be from 11 to 4.
So that goes through the summer and then the school year?
Yes, the last pickup will be August 15th, and that will give them food through the following week. So it'll just be a week that there won't be a pickup.
I'm guessing that you hear a lot of good stories of people are really appreciative, don't you,
Jody? We do. During COVID, we delivered and dropped off at home, so we didn't get to see anybody. But last year and this year, where we have parent pickup, and they usually bring their kids with them, it's really nice to get to see them and talk to them, and many praises. And the kids are just ecstatic when the girls call them by name. They think it's just great that they remember them and stuff. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
I cannot say enough amazing things about Jody and her team. They just are, the first week before when I was helping them, just popping down there to watch them pack or help out, and that was the thing that they just said over and over again, we can't wait to see the kids. We can't wait to see the kids. We're so excited to see the kids. And they just, oh my gosh, it's hard work. Those girls do. All those girls do so much work, but they are loving it and having fun. There's usually smiles on their faces.
You have to, right?
We have to, yeah.
But they were so excited to see the kids, and it really is a labor of love for sure. And I think it's what your team is, you and four more?
Three others.
So it's really a small team, but man, there is a lot of love coming out of that kitchen every week.
Do you want to name drop your team?
Lonnie Haas, Kathy Hillesheim, and Tasha Pritch.
Okay. Thanks for all they do, too.
Yep.
So, and that's great. You know, and for a student, food insecurity is something that, we hate to have to think about. Yep. And that gives them a little bit of, maybe peace of mind in the summer, doesn't it?
Yes, because you hate to think about it, but sometimes that's all they get. So,
yeah, gives them a little stability during the summer. And then, so now, are you kind of making plans for the school year and for the hot lunches that are coming up?
We are. We've kind of changed our lines up at the high school. We went from a standard lunch menu to we're doing it more like a food court. We have one line that's just a grab and go. We offer a hamburger, cheeseburger every day, a chicken item, and then one to two other items. We do fries 3 days a week on that line. Otherwise, it's a hot vegetable. We do a pasta plus line. We do a Chinese day or a potato bowl day. 2 days we do pasta. They get their choice of pasta. We do a homemade Alfredo sauce. On Fridays, this has been a big, big hit last year. We do homemade pizza. We do a variety of like 6 to 8 different pizzas. And then we have a line of it's specialty deli sandwiches. At the end of the year, we started protein bowls, and those went over awesome. Next year, we're going to add parfaits, smoothies, yogurt and fruit bowls, and things to that line. And with each line comes a full salad bar. They get a choice of just their regular salad and toppings or a Caesar salad and a full fruit bar.
I have to find out a way I can weasel my way out there for
sure,
lunch.
You can
I mean,
come
my
up any
goodness.
Day. I know. The staff is like in the building during the summer, and it's probably the worst part of being there in the summer is that food service is not running. And I personally got to have food service for like a week while I was still in session, and I'm counting the days until food service starts again.
Yeah, I can see why. The variety just really impresses me, Jillian. Yeah,
we try to take suggestions from the kids. I went to a couple classes and talked to kids last year, and they requested rice bowls for a lot of the athletes and stuff. So we put those on, and those went over big. They just wanted plain rice, whole grain rice, and meat to put on top of it. I said, you don't want it. Gravies, anything? Nope. So those are a big thing. And yeah, so we like to take the suggestions. We try to put them on. If they go good, we'll keep them on. On any given day, we've got between 10 and 15 main choices.
Yeah, it's a far cry from when I went to school, that's for sure. So, things have improved. But, I mean, certainly in terms of, you know, where you get your food and things like that, and you've got a lot more choices than they used to have, too,
don't they? We do. And farm-to-table is a big thing now. So I'm looking into all the local businesses, local farmers, even West Bay Creamery. And a lot of the local businesses have been awesome to us. Last year in the fall, we got apples from Oakwood. The kids absolutely loved it. And when we were out of them, the first day we went back to the regular bought apples, they said, oh, don't we have any of the good apples? So.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great for our area businesses, too. We've got a lot to talk about here with the Richland School District. Carrie Stoltz and Jody Pretch, our guests, and we'll be back in a moment with more on The Morning Show.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Super Paint products and Super Deck stains from June 14th through the 24th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Hi, this is Lisa from the Bag Center, conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, offering 30-inch bale wrap starting at $89 a roll, bunker covers in various sizes, as well as Clerk egg bags. Also carrying Blue All Milk 2020 Non-Med with Biomoss Milk Replacer, as long as supplies last, $55 a bag. Conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
Calves are steady, slaughter cows weaker at the past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold $650 and down per head, with the crossbred black heifer calves up to $770. Slaughter cows range from 112 to 135, with two questionable health cows lower. A breeding age black bull sold for $2575. Feeder sale this Friday, June 21st. Early consignments include 15 5 to 525 pound Holstein steers, double shots, 8 Holstein steers, 800 pounds, they're vaccinated, 4 400 pound Holstein steers, 4 black steers weighing 7, 7 1/4, 3 black white face heifers, and 2 white face steers weighing 7 to 750, along with several other smaller packages of cattle. Darren Coltner, Jim, be glad to come out to your farm, give you an idea what your cattle could bring at our sales. Call 608-627-1401 at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola for all of your livestock marketing needs.
From the Richland School District today, Carrie Stoltz is our guest, Director of Marketing and Communications, and Jody Pretsch, Food Service Director as well. So we talk about the great things coming up here and looking ahead toward the new school year. You could always use more subs, I presume?
We can, yes. We always have a need for subs, volunteers. There are a couple teacher positions open, I still believe. Those are on the website if somebody's interested in looking to get an application in. We love to have the help. We love to have new ideas and new visions and new staff coming in. we have a great like mentor program now for all of our new staff coming in. They're always paired up with a more senior staff member to kind of help them navigate the district and what's going on there. So lots of support for any new teachers that are you know, fresh out of college or moving to the district, coming in. And we'd love to see you. We'd love to have more people join us.
Always can use the subs and the, you know, and yes. What are the qualifications?
Four-year degree. Teachers, they can be like emergency certified. If you have a four-year degree, you can still teach. There's probably some more regulations around that than I know. But you can always call the district office or any of the schools if you're interested in working at a particular one, especially as a sub. You can kind of specify what age you're interested in working with, or if there's a specialty, just science, just math, that kind of thing. So district office is happy to take your calls. The website has a contact us too. So however you want to reach out, however you want to get a hold of us, we would be happy to take your call.
And you recently had some retirees, some long-serving staff.
We did. There's four that are leaving us. Todd Ostrander, Lisa Stafford, Julie Korb, and Carol Hillesheim have recently retired, and we will miss them greatly. I've only had the opportunity to work with Todd. He's in the district office, but I know my husband had him for a teacher. So he has a long tenure with the district. We're sad to see them go, but we wish them all the best. And at our teacher breakfast, we actually had a lot of anniversaries come up, and the one that just shocked me. Brian Jones and
Cheryl Kinney.
Yep, she was the sweetest gal. 45 years they've been with the district. I was my first teacher breakfast, so the first time I had kind of seen these awards come out, and wow, 45 years with the district. It's so awesome to see those folks in the mentorship and just the knowledge that they're bringing with them is just, it's unbelievable to me. So really
great,
cool.
Great dedication.
Yeah,
to them.
Really, yep. Really so mm-hmm. much. I mean, wow. And there's 35 and 30. I mean, there's a bunch of teachers who've been there for a really long time and are just still doing great things for the district. And so such a blessing to have those guys there and all those great, the knowledge base that they have is just unbelievable. So
you have a ways to go to catch them now.
It's just
2 weeks into the job.
You know, I'm not sure I'm going to make 45. So.
Well, you know, it won't be long. We'll be talking about the upcoming super registration, right?
Yes, that's a day we all get ready for and prepare for. It's August 6th. So I know it's a ways off, but if parents are listening and want to get that on their calendar, it's at the high school. We have everybody come to the high school. Kids take pictures, get all their paperwork's turned in and that kind of stuff. Lots of teachers, lots of staff will be there. The whole district office comes. It's all day. I don't have the hours in front of me. All day, whenever you want to come. Shouldn't take too terribly long to be there, but we love to see you, and you're welcome to stick around and meet people. And if you're going to be at the high school next year, you want to kind of pop around and take a tour. It's exciting day, lots of people there. Even with the food service, we see the line of cars coming in. I'm like, oh man, super registration's gonna be even more than that. So it should be a great day. We've got some time to prep still, but August 6th is the date for that one.
And that you can kind of, it's like one-stop shop to get everything done, right?
Yep, take your pictures, class pictures are that day, so you can kind of make sure Bobby's hair is squared away there, and the kids are still looking their best. And well, retakes too, but one more thing you can check off the list before the year even starts.
Yeah, definitely. And Jody, certainly you guys will be getting ready and kind of getting all the food service thing in ship shape. And do you have a breakfast kickoff?
We have a breakfast kickoff next year. It'll be the first full week of school. And at the primary and elementary schools, we are going to have Homer show up for the little kids to kind of encourage them, since breakfast is so important to them. We'll have special breakfasts. I think we're going to invite parents and grandparents. So it'll be a big day. And at the high school, we're going to invite all the administration and the board members, and DPI is going to be there. So we'll be doing special things at the high school. That'll be on two separate days, but yep, a big breakfast kickoff next year.
When we talk about food, you know, we were kind of primarily focused on the high school, but you have breakfast at the other two schools,
too. We do, and actually the primary has the biggest breakfast count, so that's great for the littles that they get that meal to start their day.
So what is a typical day like? When do you and the staff arrive to begin preparation for meals?
At the high school, we arrive at 6, and we're done at 2. We have to have food ready to send out to the primary and elementary for lunch at 9:30. The ladies that serve breakfast at the primary and elementary, they get there at between 6 and 7, so they're ready to serve. I believe the buses will be at the schools anywhere from 7:35 to 7:45 this coming year is what I heard. So then they start breakfast right away until they have to go to class. And if they have some late kids, they pack them a sack to take with them to their first class, and because we don't want them to miss out on the breakfast if they want it. So
well, that's a great service that you do. As far as items that kids like, does it change from year to year?
Oh, definitely. One, it'll take us a month at the beginning of the school year to kind of get down what they're going to take this year versus last year. Some years, you know, they'll take all they want is hamburgers and chicken nuggets and stuff. But we also have actually a big group that likes our scratch cooking casseroles. And, you know, we do a variety of sandwiches. We try to come up with something new. And we try to get them to at least try it. So,
do kids still trade like we used to? Like, you know, I'll trade you a piece of pizza for an extra.
Yeah. But we tell them they have to wait till they get past the computer, then they can do whatever they want.
Then it's fair game.
Then it's fair game.
Oh, lots of fun. Carrie, when you look at the coming school year and things like that, I mean, what are some challenges, you know, as you look at some things that you want to maybe accomplish? Maybe you have some goals and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's all an opportunity.
Right?
So, sure. Lots of opportunities. You know, we always are looking for more kids to join us in the district. I just don't know that people know the great work that happens in the school district every day. I'm shocked. And it's the summer still, right? There's not even kids in the building yet. It's just amazing to see how many teachers are in the building, like doing things for their future classes or future planning, or, you know, the principals are at the intermediate and primary school all the time. Staying program is such a big thing this year. And I've been working with the directors of that on some stuff. It's so exciting to see all the things. And even I've lived here for 10 years. I had no idea some of the things that went on and the opportunities that are there. Meeting Jody and doing I got to have some of those lunches. They're delicious. And I just have no idea all the things that are going on and are happening. And so for me, just making sure that the community knows those things, that we can invite the community in more. I would love to see people at, you know, more community support at football games, at basketball games, and the craft fairs in November. And so just getting more people into the buildings and having our kids get, you know, into the community more, seeing our kids at the pool and knowing that they're doing great and amazing things. We've got kids who are, you know, they're hanging out and kids that are there lifeguarding, and there's some kids working for the park service, and just they're really, really amazing kids in our community. And I'm so lucky to get to showcase them over this next year and the staff and just the amazing things that are going on in the district. It's such a cool opportunity. And if people have suggestions for me or the district or anything, you're welcome to reach out anytime. The website, like I said, it's got contact information. You can email, you can call. Any way you want to get a hold of us, we'll be happy to take comments and concerns and try and address them as best we can.
Yeah, and you mentioned sports. Dr. Kroll was in last week talking about physicals, you know, for sports and athletics, but that'll be starting soon to kind of get those things turned in, and practices usually start in early August.
I know, right? There's so we're doing summer basketball and baseball right now, even in my family. So I know there'll be volleyball camps coming up, and it's awesome. It's super cool to be a part of the district.
Get the ground running. Well, thanks. You've both been great guests here today.
Thanks, Phil.
Thank you.
Appreciate
thanks
you
so
coming
much
in.
For having us. And We appreciate the opportunity to be here.
And Jody, anytime you need taste testers, just give us a call.
You're welcome.
You have
anytime.
My number. So, okay. Jody Presch, Food Service Director. Carrie Stoltz, you'll be coming back to see us on a monthly basis now.
I will, for sure.
Bringing along some of the staff and students and kind of promoting some of the great
Anybody
things.
Wants to come with me.
Yeah, right. Just load up the van. Carrie Stoltz, Director of Marketing and Communications as well on this portion of The Morning Show.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
Your attention, please. Frogan's Do It Best Retirement Sale liquidation is going on now. That's right. Hurry in and save during Frogan's Do It Best store closing sale. Everything goes, including all hardware, power tools, grills, hand tools, appliances, furniture, and more. First come, first serve. After 91 years in business, the Frogan family will retire. Save up to 50% store-wide. Doors open at 8 a.m. daily. Frogan's Do It Best in Boscobel is liquidating to the bare walls, and it's your chance to save like never again. Hurry in today. All sales final. Cash or credit card only. Cash and carry pricing with delivery available. Frogan's Do It Best Retirement Sale in Boscobel. Bell is going on now.
Julie Cairns joins us on The Morning Show from WRCO. Julie, I know that there are some things coming up here in the real near future that you guys are a part of. Seems like you're behind a lot of great things, but tell us about the blood drive that's coming up real soon.
Yeah, well, we had Impact Life knock on our door because they saw that we had a pretty decent-sized parking lot, and they know that we are really big into giving back to the community. So they asked us if we could host a blood drive. So we said, sure, why not? So that's what got it started. I can speak personally as a donor and a recipient of blood. It's just something we can definitely stand behind and feel proud to be a part of.
And give us the date and the time for that event.
Tuesday, June 25th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Best part, well, there's so many good parts, but when you give a pint, you're going to get a pint of free custard from Culver's. Culver's has partnered with us and been so gracious. So we have 50 of those coupons for free pints. So the first 50. I hope we have 150, but it's the first 50 that are going to get that coupon. So.
And that will be right in the parking lot at State Farm Insurance in Richland Center?
Literally in the parking lot. It sounds like they have a big donor bus where you can hop on in the bus. And then I also heard rumor that Jake from State Farm will be there with some perhaps snacks and swag. They are definitely being very open. Impact Life is to just showing up when you show up. If you make an appointment, that's great. If you cannot make an appointment and just kind of want to drop in, they're more than happy to have you just drop in. No appointment necessary.
Oh, that works so well.
If you're like me, it does work out well, but if you're like me and you're kind of type A and you need a set time, if you go on our Facebook page, there's a QR code in a website and a link to where you can click and set up your appointment. So it's really up to you.
And Impact Life, I believe they serve the Richland Hospital. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I guess that was the part that I learned a lot through this conversation with Erica from Impact Life, and she shared with us. That all the blood collected will definitely stay local, specifically to the Richland Hospital, which I think is so cool. I mean, gosh, just think about all the people that you're going to be able to help right here in your own community. I love that. super easy to stand behind that.
State Farm Insurance, I know, is involved in many things, and I think there's some bike helmets you're standing behind for this coming Saturday's event, aren't there?
Yeah. There's a safety day on Saturday at the Brewer Public Library, and we're super excited because that's going to be maybe our fifth year in a row, maybe fourth. And they asked us if there's something we could provide that would just kind of, I guess, do an overall help for that day. And we said, what about some helmets? So we have some pretty sweet red bike helmets that if you are in need of helmets, we're happy to provide for you, no charge. So, yeah, safety day. There's a lot going on that day. There's a lot of different departments showing up at the library.
Awesome. And those helmets are battle-tested. Does Ryan try them on, does he, and check out each one?
Again, if you go to our Facebook page, you'll see a pretty funny picture of Ryan and I on there. And, yes, he tried the helmets out. So, you bet. Yep.
Great.
Safety tested.
And they fit his melon all right and everything?
Barely, but, okay. You know, that's my opinion. He would say fix perfectly. I disagree, but you can be a judge yourself. Check out the Facebook page.
Well, Julie, let's recap. How did it go at your parking lot party this past Saturday after the rodeo parade?
Absolutely insane. I couldn't get over the amount of people that day. I was so overwhelmed with joy and gratitude for people showing up, I guess. I mean, although someone did say, Julie, it's free ice cream, free swag, prizes, animals, face painting, the artwork by Rogers Creates. So, yeah, I'm just so grateful. That was a team effort on so many levels. So, yeah, it was awesome. Hundreds of people. We had a couple of gallons of ice cream left over, so that was a good thing. But it was great. It was great.
Right.
You know, we always stick our neck out a little bit. We're like, will they show up? Will they come? And then every event, they're like, everyone shows up. So thank you to the community, because boy, oh boy, without you, there's no us, as Chuck says. So.
Well, right. There was a good, I thought maybe one of the better attendance, especially downtown for the parade that I've seen in the last few years. So that was a plus. And I think the weather, you kind of hit a home run everywhere, didn't you?
We really did. Again, that's why I just kept taking a deep breath, looking around and pausing and giving just a big gratitude and a big shout out. It was a blessing. Great day.
Wonderful. And again, the blood drive is on Tuesday. You can check out more at Impact Life, but sometimes people don't like those appointments. I know I kind of like that. You just kind of stop in when it fits your schedule then, right?
That's right. Exactly. It's either by appointment or just on your own schedule. 10 to 3, Tuesday, June 25th.
Great. Anything else you'd like to add today, Julie?
A huge thank you to you and everyone at WRCO for helping support the community. It means a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome. Julie Karen's joining us. And again, that Impact Life Blood Drive is coming up next Tuesday, and they'll be right downtown in the Richland Center area at State Farm Insurance. Julie Karen's, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a company. They are a part of this community. The team is made up of coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMS. Rockwell is proud to support and serve neighbors every day, both in and out of the workplace. What they are asking from the community is, if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please contact them, as they would love to partner with your organization. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with Rockwell Automation or have any questions, please call them at 647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
The Family Thrift Shop has been blessed with an abundance of summer clothes. The top to bottom to toe sale begins June 19th to the 22nd, all bottoms and swimwear 50% off, and June 26th to the 29th, all dresses, suit coats, and shoes 50% off. Come and shop with them and help support your local community. Donations are appreciated and accepted during business hours, Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 through 4. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center, 120 South Main Street. See you there.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Mark Jelinek, let's talk about the importance of having a written plan out for your family and friends when you die.
Sure. So we hear a lot at the funeral, well, I know what I want to do, or I think I know what I want to do. And we always ask the question, well, have you told anyone or have you written it down? And a lot of times we hear, no, I haven't gotten to that point yet. I should do that. So we hear that I should do it a lot with writing a plan. The importance of the written plan is you may know what you want to do, but if no one else knows because you verbally didn't tell them, or even better, write it down, because if we go with verbal, occasionally we have people come into arrangements that they'll say, Dad told me this, and another child will say, Dad told me this, and they're completely different things, but we don't have anything written to say, hey, this is what I really want to do. So it doesn't have to be anything really formal that the funeral home gives you, although we do have paperwork that are easy to fill out with the questions of what questions for the death certificate, for services, for obituaries, cemeteries, things like that. It doesn't even need to be that formal. It can be something that just at your house, you write something down. Same thing goes for people say, well, I need to get a will. Okay, a will is very helpful. It is important to have those things written down, but some people aren't comfortable going to talk to a lawyer. Okay, that's also understandable. It is important to do it, but some people aren't there yet. Same thing with prearranging a funeral. But possibly write some of your wishes down of what do you really want to happen with the things in your home, with your assets, with personal property. Who do you want to receive things? How do you want your funeral done? Anything that you can have written down is significantly better than doing absolutely nothing. So even if it's not legally formal in a will setting or a funeral trust setting or in funeral home documentation, at least have something written down. And telling someone where that written plan is really important, because a lot of times, like I said, people say, I know what I want to do. Well, if you don't tell anyone, your plan dies with you. So you had a plan, but without putting any sort of action into writing it down, then no one really knows. So it's also important to, once you write it down, it helps you to think about, what don't I know what I want to do yet? So it gives you time to sleep on it, to think on it, to come and review it and scratch it out and put something else in. But it gives you a peace of mind that something has been done. What have you not even thought about in your life? So to start a written plan, to have a written plan is really important. And then to let someone know where that written plan is, even if it's not necessarily with the funeral home or the lawyer, which we highly recommend that you do this. But even if you're at home, just get something down on paper.
So write down, for instance, music you'd like, funeral home, things like that. Those are the
absolutely
important things.
Anything that can help your family out of, you know, a lot of times we'll ask, well, what's mom's favorite song? And we'll have different answers. Well, if you took the time to write it down, okay, we now have a list. Who would you like to be pallbearers? Do you want your grandchildren to be pallbearers? Do you want your grandsons? Do you want to include the granddaughters? Do you not want your grandchildren involved at all and you want outside sources? All of those give us something to go with. So anything that you can write down really helps us out. Do you want your funeral at a church? Okay, maybe you're a member of a church, but you don't necessarily want your funeral at the church. Maybe you want the funeral home or different things. So anything you can write down really helps people out down the road.
And you can have that on file, even maybe a lockbox would be good if it's not going to be a funeral home, right?
So potentially. So the issue comes with a lockbox. I'm glad you brought this up. If you're alive, you still have access to get into the lockbox. At the time of your death, your lockbox in all likelihood becomes a frozen asset. So if you have funeral plans in a lockbox, you're not going to be able to get those out until after you get a death certificate, which is traditionally after a funeral and someone is appointed to open the lockbox. So plans in a lockbox for funeral planning doesn't help you out. What to do with your personal property? Absolutely. Your will, other paperwork like that? Yes. But funeral plans, you want to either just give to the funeral home. We can put them in a file, which families call us a lot and say, did mom or dad get anything down? They said they have things taken care of. And we'll just pull out the file and say, yes, this is what we have in here. And sometimes we have to tell them, mom and dad never actually did anything. They talked about it, but they never put anything on paper, and not on paper doesn't count.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit prattfuneralservice.com.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller. O'Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. Ever wonder what O'Cooch comes from? It comes from the O'Cooch Mountains, and we think it was put in there by Meriwether Lewis back in the 1833 Northwest Territories map. O'Cooch Mountains, right up there where Mount Tabor is in Richland County. You can go and check it out for yourself. But O'Cooch Books and Libations, named for the Native American tribe that was in the area back in the day when my family came here. O'Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14.